We continue 19 lines down from the top. We've been discussing the prohibition against either one chosam and need two chosamos or not. And that was the machlokus between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Eliezer seems to indicate that you only need one chosam for stam yenam, where the Rabbanan require two. And now we continue with a machlokus along similar lines, a machlokus of Amoraim. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Hakol mishtamar bechosam echad chutz min hayayin she'ein mishtamar bechosam echad. Sorry, it's another machlokas tanaim. Rabbi Eliezer says that for everything you can keep in one with one seal, and that's considered still kosher, except for wine, you need she'ein mishtamar bechosam echad. You need to have two seals for wine. Rabbi Yochanan amar afilu yayin mishtamar bechosam echad. Rabbi Yochanan says no, even wine is permissible in one with one seal. So what's the machlok? Velo pligi, they're not really arguing with each other. Hak Rabbi Eliezer, hak Rabbanan. One is focusing on Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, that Rabbi Yochanan, who says you only need one seal, is really explaining Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, and Rabbi Elazar, who's saying you need two seals by Yayin, is focusing on the Rabbanan's opinion. Iket Amri, another version of this machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Elazar, hakol mishtam rabbi chosam besoch chosam chutz min hayayin. Anything can be eaten if it's kept in a double seal, except for wine. She'ein mishtam rabbi chosam besoch chosam. That's not even permissible in a double seal. Rabbi Yochanan, amar afilu yayin mishtam rabbi chosam besoch chosam. And says Rabbi Yochanan that no wine is also permissible in a double seal, v'tarvayu kirabanan, and they're both following the Rabbanan's opinion that we said before, that a double seal is permissible for anything. Mar sabar ki pligi Rabbanan aled de Rabbi Eliezer b'chosam echad, aval b'socham b'chosam b'socham sharu. One of them maintains, Rabbi Yochanan maintains, that when the Rabbanan argue with Rabbi Eliezer about, that's only by regarding one seal, but with regards to a double seal, then everything is permissible. Umar savra filub so chosam asri. And the other one says, no, a double seal, the Rabbanan would prohibit even only if it's wine. And that's essentially the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan. As a general rule, we follow chosam so chosam for wine, and others we usually are lenient for chosam echad, other foods, right? If you go getting a pizza from the pizza shop, for example, I guess there's the box, which is one seal, and then the tape on top of it, which might be a double seal, but that might be considered only one seal, even though it's two covers. As the Gemara will explain now, the Gemara asks, now that we've been discussing the idea of a double seal, hechidami chosam so chosam, what is an example of a double seal? Amar Rava, agna de puma de chavisa, you have like some sort of a basket, which is on the mouth of the barrel. So you have a barrel of wine and you have something on top of the barrel. Srika ve chasima, as Rashi says, you put some plaster on it, tach batit, v'dibek svivos piha mizrak l'tof nechaves, so you like glue it onto the top of this basket, this agna that's on top of the barrel. So srika v'chasima, if there's clay on top of it, and then there's a stamp on top of the clay, havichosom, so chosom, that's considered a double seal. Because when you pull it out, you break the seal, and then also you break the clay. Fi'ilolo, and if not, then it's only considered a single seal. Dikula umahadek, if you have a basket which is just sitting on top of the barrel, I guess, and it's tight. Havichosom so chosom, that's considered a tight. That's considered a double seal. If it's tight over the. So I guess you also have some sort of clay seal there. So you have clay, and then on top of it, you put a basket, just tightly wrap it around. If you don't make it a tight wrapping, then it's not considered a double seal. Node bidiskaya, if you have a node, like in, as Rashi says, node shel or, it's like a leather pouch, which is filled with wine, and Rashi says it's tied, and it's put inside of another leather pouch. Chasimas piv lamala, if the opening of the pouch with the wine is faced down, when you put this thing on top of it, that's considered a double seal. Piv lamala lo havi chosam so chosam. If the mouth of the leather pouch, which has the wine, is up on the top, and then you're putting this other leather pouch on top, but that's only one seal because it's open. Even though it's tied, if it's faced up, it's considered one seal. If it's faced down, it's considered a double seal. V'chikayef pume legav v'tzir v'chasim habichosam besoch chosam. But if you take the pouch itself with the wine, and you kayef pume legav, you bend it, you twist it inside of itself, and then you tie it a second time, and then you have a seal on top of it, even if it doesn't have an additional outside leather pouch, just that one leather pouch itself, that can also be considered a chosam besochosam. So those are different ways to create a chosam sochosam. The point is that when you create the chosam sochosam, there's extra difficulty to break the seal, and it's obvious to all that the seal is broken. You can't get around it any other way. And when you try it with many kashrus organizations, the way that they create their chosam sochosam is that they do it in a way that it's virtually impossible to get into the food without breaking the seal. So that's how they would know that the seal is broken. Either they'll sign their name and then it gets cut, or the like. And that's how you create a chosam sochosam. Bottom line is that when it comes to wine, we're machmir for a chosam sochosam, and others, sometimes we're lenient for only chosam echad. But if there's no seal on it, then we have to be concerned, potentially, of an issue. I know sometimes with pizza, when you're ordering a pizza from a place and they don't necessarily put a seal on it, if it's so obvious that that's what it looks like, then there's no reason to be concerned for any type of tampering, then there are reasons to be lenient. But as a general rule, you'll always see, whenever you're ordering food to go, you'll see that kashrus organizations put an additional kashrus seal on it in order to ensure that nothing has been tampered with and the item is in fact kosher.